together to learn about our environment and what we do in class, and we would like to talk about what each of us is learning about.
In Year 4, we've been learning about the rainforest in topic to go over environment, and we've learned about the layers of the rainforest, which is emergent layer, canopy, understory, and forest floor, and in guided reading, we're learning about the fate of the River Sea, which connects to our big question, what makes our environment so special, and our Year 4 question is, what do rainforests exist?
In Year 6, we're learning about bees and other pollinators. Some of those pollinators can be really satisfying, like we need midges to have chocolate.
In Year 3, we've been doing some litter picking and pulling out weeds so we can plant new wildlife.
In Year 5, we've been learning about ancient Egypt. Our question is, can we dig up the past? And on Environment Day, we did litter picking and we designed flower pots.
Did you enjoy it?
Yes, we enjoyed it.
Yeah. Did you all enjoy it?
In Year 4, we really enjoyed it on the day when on the day, first day back of new term, and we all really enjoy. And I'm really enjoying that our new whole school question.
On Environmental Day, we went litter picking and picked up weeds.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think that's important?
Because,
anybody else? Why was that important?
Because of, the world needs to, grow back, because, humans are the main animals that are killing it.
And on Environmental Day, when I went litter picking, which is really sad, I found a car hubcap.
I found loads of rubbish all where there was like nature. There was like loads of rubbish next to wonderful nature.
I found lots of milk cartons.
Wow, this was all in school. Gosh, that's shocking, isn't it?
People were throwing litter everywhere around the school and outside school, and humans are doing that, especially destroying the earth.
And when we went litter picking, we didn't find much rubbish, but still we did find a bit.
Once when I was in the forest near my house where the park was, I was walking in a little alleyway and I saw loads of rubbish, and there was some in the trees, there was some on the floor by the bins, there was mainly some everywhere. And I didn't really like it because it's ruining their environment.
And I heard that there's lots of rubbish in the ocean, nearly more than there is in fish, because there's fish dying from having rubbish in, like, stuck in their throats, wraps around their heads, and then it's really bad for the environment too. So.
Also, I know, because I've got an animal encyclopedia, I found out that when you throw plastic bags in the ocean, turtles mistake it for jellyfish, one of their favourite foods, and the environment is a place for living nature and your surroundings and your home, and you've got trees and wonderful wildlife and animals.
And people are cutting down more and more trees so they can make paper, but we need trees to live.
Trees give us oxygen and we bring out carbon dioxide, and that's what they take in to give us oxygen.
In the Amazon rainforest, there's over 265 yards of acres of trees getting smashed down every minute, and 75 million a year.
There's only 4% left of the rainforest.
It's really sad, isn't it?
And also, wildlife and loads more animals can get stuck in there, and it's not nice for the environment.
And there used to be 40% of the rainforest, and now there's only 4.
So you're enjoying your learning this term?
Definitely. Yeah.
So our big school question is, why does our environment matter? Do you think that's an important question we should be learning
Very
about?
Important.
Yes. Why? Why?
Because our environment, us children really need to learn about it, so when we become adults, we can change it and make it better.
Really more wildlife.
And still as kids, we can do that.
And we can change the future, and we can make it a better place.